With us today is Craig McCarthy. He's a New York Post. He runs City Hall for them. He runs Albany for them. And he used to be at the NYPD running things for Commissioner Shea and a few others. Craig, give us an update. What's going on in our city, our state? I mean, things are, you know, I still don't feel comfortable walking around.
Well, that's a common feeling that's going on right now. I mean, the Adams administration over the last 2 years has made a lot of progress in cutting down on shootings, which has subsequently affected the tally of murders. You know, however, you know, we revealed this the other day that felony assaults are up to the highest level they've been. They're nearly 27,000. I mean, this is the highest level it's been on in recorded history, you know, which dates back to 2000. So it would be the numbers that were kind of similar in the 1990s. And, you know, this year crime is down slightly compared to last year. But, you know, it's still up 20% from pre-pandemic levels, or a little bit more than that. And people, there's just a sense of not feeling comfortable because of that. I mean, people more likely with nearly 27,000 assaults. I mean, that's you're more likely as a New Yorker to either know someone, you know, be connected to someone, or be one of those people that had those things, you know, happen to you. But you know, another issue that's going on with crime is retail theft, but. You know, hopefully with what they're saying, hopefully will work with now changing out the law in Albany, which there's two prongs to this. They're looking to upgrade charges for anybody that assaults a retail worker. So that'll be automatically a felony. And then on top of that, which they're trying to target these recidivist shoplifters, they're going to take all these little petty larceny. So if you're hitting a store and you're hitting $50, $100, and it keeps going, once they want to couple that together so you can hit that $1,000 mark and you can charge them with a grand larceny.
Understood. Everything is locked up. I mean, all the Rite Aids have closed, the Walgreens and CVS's are starting to close. One of our companies, Gristini's, and we're not making any money because of the cost of security, the cost of theft. I mean, do we have a solution yet?
I guess it's a little too early to tell. I mean, the Adams administration, the people up in Albany, they seem convinced that this is going to change things. This is going to deter. This is going to deter those recidivist thieves that have continually hit these stores. But again, it all has to do with enforcement, right? It all has to do with actually arresting the guys when it happens. And I think a lot of people know, like I've seen it personally, of people walking to a store, clearing out a shelf, and then just walking out. You know, the store employees are being told not to address them, not to touch them for their safety. And police response times for something like that is nearly 30 minutes at this point. So there's a lot of things that have to happen simultaneously right now to address that specific problem. And we're also dealing with an NYPD headcount that has been reduced by more than 2,000 over the last few years, you know, post pandemic, George Floyd protests, this anti-cop sentiment. And you know, a lot of the guys, a lot of seasoned guys, a lot of, institutional knowledge there has left. So they're dealing with all of these simultaneous issues, upticks in these crimes, so, you know, felony assault, the grand theft autos, the shootings that are still high, even though they've, you know, had a 20% reduction over the last 2 years, and, you know, retail theft. You know, there's just a lot of things that are happening simultaneously while they're dealing with the fact that they only have 33,000, I think 800 is the last headcount that I have off the top of my head. So time will tell. But again, Carl Hastie, the speaker there, wasn't for these changes to help combat retail theft. His thought was this wasn't going to deter criminals.
You know how I feel about that. Craig, The other thing, you were at the NYPD for a while, and so you know the pulse of things, and we had a big erosion of our when John Miller left, we had a big erosion of our what's going on in counterintelligence, intelligence. And now Christopher Wray, the FBI director, says, well, all the red lights are on. Are we prepared? Because New York is always the target.
Yeah, and just to clarify, I was the deputy police bureau chief for the Post. I wasn't actually in the NYPD. I was in the building, and I covered them under the three administrations. With John Miller leaving, listen, the NYPD has always operated for years. There's so many people in there that run that day to day. I mean, even they've said before when the commissioner is overseas that they can run this organization without that one point person. They do have a qualified staff that trained under John Miller. And, I think we saw with the attack happened in the subway a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now, that the response was swift, and they ended up catching the guy that tracking down the truck. I have not seen anything in my reporting which would raise alarms and something that New Yorkers should feel unsafe for terrorist attack or anything like that.
Well, thank you, and I guess hopefully it makes the New Yorkers feel better. Anything you want to report up from Albany? Anything new up there? Can I put firewood? I'm going out to my Hamptons house this weekend. Can I put firewood in the fireplace yet?
I'm not sure. I'll have to double check and get through all the bills on that one. But I think
I couldn't believe they made that law.
I think the top takeaways from what came out of Albany this year was, there were a bunch of wins for New York City. I mean, this is something that the administration here has been fighting for the last 2 years. They are on the same page as Kathy Hochul. The mayor was out there basically had his hands together, like thanking her so much for what she did with this budget. I mean, they got all of these, they got the removal of the FAR cap, they got all of these different developer incentives to come into New York City, all these to help housing. There was the, as I mentioned before, the retail theft, the what Adams has been calling for 2 years. We also, last minute, they forced in, they managed to get in, forced through 2 years of mayoral control, which is a huge win for the mayor and his administration. So it doesn't hold over his head, so they don't make him go up there and grovel for whatever at this point. And on top of that, the big thing that I think everybody has been united on is a crackdown on illegal pot shops and the unlicensed sale of cannabis throughout New York City, which we've had more than 2,000 of these shops operating, but the local law enforcement has not had the power to physically shut down these places. So when they would go in, they would clear the shelves and they would seize all these illicit drugs at this point, and they would just be back the next day. Councilwoman Gail Brewer was out there almost every other day, it seems like, at the same place.
Unbelievable.
But the question is, you just asked about retail theft. And if that's a solution, we'll have to see if this is a solution. It is now Friday. This was signed on Saturday. I've yet to see any padlocks be put on any stores. So I guess we'll see if this is the solution, if we have the manpower to do this.
Well, Craig McCarthy, thank you for bringing all New Yorkers up to date. And we'll be talking to you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate you having me.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.